listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
The reason to believe in anything at all, too far gone without. song.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's episode is outside again. As you can tell, there's a lot of sounds and noises in the background. There's birds chirping, there's tree cutters out there, I can hear planes in the background and cars and people setting up for a party. There's been an ambulance going by before. I am in Ewing right now at Cadwalader Park. There's a really nice trail here that I had no idea existed until maybe 3-4 weeks ago. I've come here before. I've actually run through here when I've run the Trenton Half Marathon a couple years ago. And didn't run through the trail, but just like through like the paved part of this park. I've also been in what is called the Ellerslie Museum, which is a little bit of historical Trenton history, which is pretty cool if you ask me. And just some neat things out here. Really nice, long, little small river slash canal. And I always like taking you on these walks with me. It's nice to feel like I'm not alone on these walks and that I'm talking to you. Today's also a Friday, so it's a nice sort of end of the week. Woo-woo! Beautiful things in that regard. Hopefully today it is not only just a Friday when you're listening to this, but it's also a payday for you. Those are always really great. But yeah, today I wanted to check in with you to say hello, to see how
you've been, how you've been able to find time and hopefully been able to find time to, for yourself, you know, kind of going back to our last podcast episode, which talked about carving time out for yourself to stay sane. Hopefully you're finding some way, shape, or form to make that happen for you. It's very important in this day and age when there's a lot of distractions out there, a lot of people and things and activities vying for our time, stretching us thin. But it's extremely important to make sure that we find time for ourselves. Even just, it's just a great reset, great way to kind of clear the mechanism, if you will. Take it from the movie For the Love of the Game and just focus on you and one thing. It's not being selfish. You have to take care of yourself before you can take care of others, and love yourself before you can love others. So, in essence, it's being quite selfless to do something like that, because you're going to make everyone around you and your network of people, friends and family, better, as well as yourself. Today is actually Flag Day, recording this, and that's not something that's celebrated too often, I feel like, anymore. Remember when I was in school, I remember celebrating it. We would learn about different flags, different countries. We would do a tribute to the American flag, a couple things that are based around patriotism in that realm. But nowadays, I feel like it isn't really something that is on people's minds or celebrated as much as other major holidays are. I've been reminded of this with the different types of people that I work with, especially those who have developmental disabilities. They are very attuned to the calendar. Very attuned to the calendar. They let me know of all these little holidays that I forget about. You know, I'm not Jewish, so when Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah comes around, they're reminding me of that, of Flag Day. Sometimes I even forget about Cinco de Mayo because it's not a holiday that I really celebrate. So little holidays like that, it's just great to have things to look forward to. And that's really what I want to speak a little bit about today in regards to two different areas. It's always nice to have things to look forward to kind of get you through times of maybe darkness or doubt, or just feeling like you're grinding it out, working really hard, and is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Are you going to really be able to enjoy yourself in life? When you just feel like you're just working and working and working, get up, get yourself ready for work, go to work, come back, do stuff around the house, chores, cleaning up, playing with your kids, go to bed, do the same thing, rinse and repeat. So things to look forward to. There are two things that I really look forward to, and that is spending time with my son and my wife, whenever that can happen, especially spending time with just my son and me. It's a lot of fun we have. It can be silly, and we do a lot of fun things together that have just been a neat adventure for us two. I've taken him on long day trips together, just he and I. He's only three, so it can be a little bit much sometimes to just, all right, here we go. I'm gonna be the sole one responsible for him today. But it's been a lot of fun. And another thing I really look forward to is not being tied to the clock. And that can be very broad. So what I mean by that is not having to worry about being in 10 different places in a day, whether that's in a holiday or just like on a normal sort of work day, going from place to place to place. And that would also entail going on vacation, spending a day trip, and not really worrying about what time we get back at, getting lost in the process of writing and recording songs and performing music. All of that would fall within the not being tied to a clock and not having the worry or pressures of time. So just some interesting things to think about. Of course, there are many, there are the things I look forward to as well, like going out and exercising, spending some silent time in prayer and meditation, and obviously like everything that I'm doing for the business, which is making a difference in as many people's lives as I can through music. But the two main ones for me are spending time with family, and you could include friends in that too, doing fun things, and then not being tied to the clock, and that, you know, that could spawn into all these different branches of off of a tree from that. So what kind of inspires you? What do you look forward to? Do you look forward to reading a nice book at night? Do you look forward to going on a day trip? Do you look forward to trying out a new place to eat? Do you look forward to just catching up in a good night's sleep? All these things are really great things to look forward to. I would encourage you to write them down. Make sort of almost a game plan about it. It's nice to think about these things and the fact that they are within our realm of possibility and actually being able to make things like this come to fruition. We just have to set an intention, get a little bit of a plan, and go for it. And don't let anything sort of come in that way. Hold that space, hold that time sacred. Because after all, it's trying to make yourself better to make others better and the world around you better. And one last thing for today. You're going to be listening to this after this particular holiday, but I wanted to shout out to all the dads out there, because I'm recording this 2 days before Father's Day, because today is Flag Day, like I said. And so happy early Father's Day to all the dads out there. Thank you for all that you do for your children, for your spouses. Sometimes I feel like dads don't get as much credit as moms do. But a father and a dad is a very important role in a child's life and in society. Me being a dad, like I said, I have a son who is 3 years old. I have a whole new respect for my father, his father, and all the other fathers that I've come into contact with and haven't come into contact with. It is a great responsibility, comes with a lot of joy, hard work, and has really helped me grow as a human being to try to become a better version of myself and try to be more selfless than selfish. So happy Father's Day to all the dads again. And if I could leave you with a cool little song to check out, there is a song by Chris Tomlin called Good Good Father, which is really about God, Father God. But when I heard this song, I was just became a new dad, and it really resonated with me, and I kind of took on multiple meanings. So I would encourage you to check that out. Really powerful song. Words are not that complicated. The chorus is super catchy and very simple lyrics. He says, "You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am." Very simple sentiment, but powerful in the way that it's sung. That's it for today, guys. Have a great day. And be good. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast.
sense of wonder. You shine a guiding light, and the more you lead me, the more I follow you home. And the more you teach me, the more you'll help me sing my song. Give me a sense of of minds. Your love is always perfect. You say seek, you shall find. And the more you lead me, the more I follow you home. And the more you teach me, the more you'll help me sing my song.
Like I'm gone.